What is up, guys? My name is Chris, and I like plants.
Plants? Plants are pretty cool. They keep you alive and well and breathing and all that good stuff. That's important for life and shit.
What is going on, everybody? How are y'all doing? Welcome back to another brand new episode of Be Inspired with Chris and Jesse. You guys already know the best motivation and inspirational podcast on the freaking planet. Let's go, baby. This is our eighth podcast tonight, and I'm so excited to do it.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one. I'm pretty excited. Finals are over. I have no stress in my life for the next, like, 3.5 weeks, probably. But
you're going to have some major stress once I come down, bro. Trust me.
It'll be, sure.
No, I'm just kidding. That's going to be stress-free, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll figure it out. It'll buff.
Dude, you know what we should do? We should literally contact Steve-O's manager and get him on our podcast.
Why would Steve-O want to talk to us?
I mean,
Why'd you say that? Does he live here or something?
He was actually in Toronto not too long ago, so I figured maybe next time he comes down, I can just knock him on the shoulder and say, "Bro, you wanna join? You know, we're doing this podcast thing. I mean, maybe you could." No, all right, cool. Never mind.
Hold on, I'm pretty sure he's on tour. Let me see when he's on tour.
He's on tour tonight. Dude, guys, this is such a bummer. Okay, let me just tell you guys something real freaking quick. So, going to visit Jesse in like, what is it? Just like literally probably a month from Monday of next week or Sunday. I don't know. Anyway, we want to go see Gary Vee. You know, the number one. I've said it in my last podcast. I love listening to his stuff every day. I listen to his stuff before I go to the gym. Let me tell you something. $10,000. The starting bid to go see his show is $10,000. That's the starting. Not a bid, but the starting price. What the hell? Dude.
Yeah, I have no idea. Oh, okay. So Steve-O will be in Miami Improv January 4th and 5th. So if you want to go see Steve-O in Miami, you got to move your flight a whole month sooner or a whole week.
All right. I'll make sure to I'll teleport all the way down. I'll do like a spiral spin and just fly all the way down.
I like it.
I like it. Anyway, so yeah, finals are done. It's still cold here in Toronto. How's it going in the weather down there in Boca
Raton? It's 69 degrees outside.
You really had to be that specific, 69?
Alexa, what's the temperature outside in Boca Raton?
Right now, in Boca Raton, Florida, it's 66 degrees.
It's 66 degrees outside. She has spoken. Alexa, shut up. You're done. Thank you. Yeah, it's 66 degrees outside, and it feels amazing. It's not hot and humid. I'm not sweating everywhere I go. But back home, it's 42 degrees, so I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for the hot weather, man. I can't do this. I walk outside.
Don't even pack a jacket. Don't even worry about it. Actually, I don't know. January might be.
I'm not packing a jacket. I'm just gonna probably bring a sweater because when I leave on the flight and then when I land, I'll probably sweat and balls, so I'll take it off. Dude, honestly, it doesn't even matter if it's 50 because over here for the weather we're having every single day, I'm just freezing my nuts off, and 50 will be hot still for me. So I'm not too worried.
It'll be fun. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Man, it's like, I don't know. How have you been? I feel like I haven't talked to you in a hot minute.
Pretty good. I'm very excited actually for New Year's Eve because Mayweather is fighting. I don't remember this guy's name, but it's a Japanese martial artist and they're fighting in the ring. Obviously, it's Mayweather's rules because he's the A side. So he gets to choose the rules and they're fighting in the octagon, but it's just all boxing, which I mean, I find that very okay.
That was an accident. It slipped out of my hand.
Can I okay, forget. I'm not explaining. You're a douche.
No. So if you listen to the last episode, guys, I was playing with a ring, which is what I'm doing now because I'm a fidgeter. I fidget with shit all the time. And I dropped my ring and it made a loud obnoxious noise. And I'm sorry for disrupting the audio for your listening purposes. My apologies. My deepest apologies. Anyway, you're talking about Floyd Mayweather fighting this dude in the octagon.
Why'd you say blah, 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 blah. Dude, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, Floyd Mayweather. So on the 31st, guys, New Year's. I'm so excited for New Year's, guys. New Year, new me, new you. You know, that's just the rule. That's what everybody says. But anyway, New Year's Eve, Floyd Mayweather in the ring, in the octagon. Let's go, baby. The A side, the rules are all him. It's boxing. He's about to knock this fucking guy right out. I'm telling you. And I'm going to put bets. I'm having people over. I'm putting them damn bets. $50. Everybody in the pot, $50.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, because everyone's going to vote for this guy to see Mayweather lose, but it's not going to happen. He even said, I was watching an interview today on Fight Hype. He said, he's like, I'm not even going to train for this fight hard because it's an exhibition. So it's going down.
He's cool.
I mean, there's not even a point. Why does he got to train? What does he got to prove? Like, he's already 50-0. Like, this fucking kid's just going in the ring just to get money.
Yeah, I don't know why he's still even around. I don't know why he's not. Did he ever retire? Did he come out or like?
Nah, he retired. He's already he's been retired since he fought McGregor a year ago. He's been retired. There's not even. I don't understand the whole justice of why they're fighting. I think this kid called him out. He's just like, whatever, let's do it. Sure, let's fight or whatever in an exhibition. Let's do it. Octagon, my rules, boxing, A side, blah blah blah. Doesn't go on his record if he loses, which he won't. But
why won't it go on his record though?
Because it's an exhibition that doesn't count.
Oh, I don't know anything about the UFC, MMA, boxing world.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with like your pro record or amateur record. Exhibition is basically just like a sparring match.
No, I feel that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, so basically on tonight's episode, we wanted to talk about how it's important not to listen to other people, especially when it comes to focusing on your own dreams and your goals and aspirations and advice of what you should and shouldn't do about a specific decision, how you should plan for that whenever it happens to you or whenever you put yourself in that situation of why it's like, oh, I want to do this, but I don't know how to not live in the gray area of making a really big decision, and how it's important to take everything that other people say to you with a grain of salt when you go to them for advice.
That's a really good way of saying it.
Thank you. I thought it all out and said it myself. I'll be here next week, all week, all day, every day.
I'll be here all week, guys.
It's going down in the DMs.
I accept tips. No, I trust that, though. I feel that 100%. I always run into situations like that with different people, and people always ask me the same questions about like my fitness and what I really work on towards my goals, because I'm sure there's people that tell you the same thing as well when people come up to you and, Jesse, what are your ambitions? What are your goals? Why aren't you following this, or why aren't you following that? And it gets in your head, you know what I mean? I'm sure people have gotten into your head and it pisses you off.
Not necessarily, but I find myself in certain situations like less sure about something or indecisive about something, and I have a hard time figuring it out in order to make a decision because I'm listening to everybody's voices at once and it gets catastrophic.
I run into those kind of problems daily with people when they tell me something that I shouldn't be doing and I should be following something. Like, I had a guy actually run up to me the other day. He's like, hey man, I watch your YouTube and stuff and I've listened to like one of your podcasts. I can get you a job in construction. I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, I can get you a job in construction. He's like, if you want to do full time and stuff like that, you don't really like, he's like, are you making money doing these YouTube videos? Are you making money doing these podcasts? And I was like, well, dude, I'm not really looking to get into construction right now. I'm kind of working on my.
You ran into this guy?
Yeah, I ran into this guy at the gym and he's like, hey, I've seen a couple of your YouTube videos and listened to one of your podcasts. And then he like started rambling about like some other stuff on why I should be doing this instead of doing what I love to do. And it just really, I wasn't even listening to him. After he said that, I wasn't actually listening to him. I was just thinking in my head, like, this guy just literally walked up to me, told me.
Did you throat punch him?
No, I just kind of was just like, I'm not interested, and just did my own thing. But I was just like, thanks. I was just like, thanks for watching the videos and podcasts. But like, I'm working on this right now and I'm not really interested in, you know, doing construction. I really feel like when people do that kind of stuff and when people really tell you to stop doing stuff that you love to do, it's more of like a slap in the face. And it's like, I'm putting so much work into this stuff and you're literally telling me to stop.
Yeah, I don't, that's not a good vibe. That's kind of weird. I don't know why he could have just been like, or even wanted, like, that's such a weird thing. Like, oh, you do this, that, and this. Let's become, you know, a construction worker. It's weird. It's like, oh, I'm a nurse. Why don't you become a circus clown instead? Like, I didn't understand his argument.
It's like, bro, really? You're literally telling me to, like, stop doing this? Like, I didn't really understand what he was trying to say, but I just kind of didn't listen to him and just said, okay, thanks, yeah.
Have you ever seen him before?
I've seen him once or twice, but I'm not like buddy-buddy with him where I'm just like, hey, let's, you know, hang out or whatever. I just kind of see him in the gym and just say, hey. So I think that's why he listen. I don't really know. Like, I promote my shit all the time. Like, I promote these podcasts fucking like crazy. And same with my YouTube channel. So people probably see it around here.
Yeah. Do you like post flyers up at the gym?
What'd you say?
Did you post? I want a picture of my face.
Yeah. Hey guys, post me a picture. I'm going to post a picture. Yeah, dude. I'm going to get our picture of like our Spotify picture of me and you and just fucking hanging in the gym. Here, guys. Be inspired.
I like it. That's a good idea. I'll do that down here on campus. Just pass them out everywhere. It'll be a fun time. There's a YouTuber down here. He's a vlogger on campus. I don't know if he still makes YouTube videos or not. He made stickers out of his Snapchat code or whatever and just posted them everywhere around campus. So,
dude, that's a good idea. Actually, the guy that I was telling you about that I was talking to earlier, Mike, he got sponsored by a company about a year ago called TC Nutrition on Instagram. It was a complete bogus bullshit freaking company. Like, they didn't do nothing for him. Anyway, he printed out like 600-700 freaking cards. This is hilarious because he would stamp them in the gym and every time we would go back, they'd be taken down. And then one time we went to the gym and someone literally wrote no on the card.
That's funny. Wait, he had to print them out himself?
No, he went like, you know how you can get like business cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he got the business cards, like 500-600 of them. And every time we would go into the gym, he would put like two on the wall and then two in the bathroom wall and then upstairs or whatever. And then we would go back and they would be taken down. But it wasn't by like the managers or anything because we asked them if they were taking them down. They're like, no. It was somebody in the gym that just didn't like us. And every time we would go back, we put them up and then people would literally, or whoever did it, had a marker and put no on it every single time.
Right, but what I was asking you is, like, do the person, the company that they got it from, did they provide him with all of those?
No, he bought them.
What? That, see, that should have been his first mistake, or first
thing. Hey, I told him from day one, I was like, dude, don't listen, like, this is an American company, not saying nothing's bad about America, but this, like, we live in Canada, this is an American company, they're very small, they don't support you, they don't send you, like, any samples of this product, like if they're not going to do any of that, don't worry about them. And like, I don't know, it was huge bogus, huge shitty thing. I don't know, it just sucked.
Yeah, it's a weird situation that he got in. And to get back on topic, you know, the importance of not listening to other people, which he clearly didn't do. He was following his dreams and passions and promoting something that he truly believed in.
If I feel like this is, it's something isn't right, like I can literally instantly, I can be like, dude, this doesn't feel right. Like, I don't think you should be doing this only because it's not a big company.
Yeah, that's weird. It sucks that it happened to him, though. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. It's hard, especially like with how much social media there is today, these days, that you kind of look around and see everybody. Do you have any of your people that you follow on Instagram promote IT Works? You know what that is?
No.
Oh, look at you. So there's people in my Instagram feed. They work for this company called IT Works, or It Works, and it's like a bunch of health fitness teas and makes all these products that help you get slimmer faster and blah, 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 blah. But it sucks because like people use their personal lifestyle or their personal lives to appeal to the crowd of like, oh, I get to do this because the job that I work on is on my phone and like blah, 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 blah. So it's sad to see. Man, I don't want to like put people on blast, but people will like appeal, like use being able to work from their phone in like, oh, I was so stressed out about studying for finals and now I can just work from my phone. I don't have to worry about losing time to study and blah, blah, blah. Like they just use everything in their life as like a way to promote this product. And it's kind of weird and I hate it. It drives me nuts. Like it's such a sad thing to see, even if they do make money off of it or not. I don't know.
The day and age that we live right now is literally like a gold mine for business, for entrepreneurship, building a brand, really anything. 2018 going into 2019 is a gold mine for basically selling yourself. I'm not trying to say it in a bad way, but like you can make money doing pretty much anything involving social media. Like people make money off Snapchat, people make money off Instagram, Facebook, ads, pages. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, it's insane. Like Bradley Martin and all those guys.
Yeah, Bradley Martin, but he's a big YouTuber, so he gets paid off of ad revenue. But yeah, I'm sure he gets paid off of Instagram revenue as well.
I don't follow him at all as like as like his YouTube and stuff. I follow him on Instagram because his workouts are insane, but I don't like really pay too much attention to him. But yeah, people do that a lot. A lot of people that I know or follow obviously probably make ad revenue off of Instagram and stuff, or just not really ad revenue, but Instagram stuff and having sponsored ads and stuff. But it's crazy the like how simple it is and how easy it is, but it's like, how do you get yourself into that position? You know, it's crazy that people...
You have to have a big following. You have to be verified on Instagram. So Instagram has to authenticate your page and basically put that little blue check mark on your page that takes so long, because I've tried so hard. I've tried 4 times. I've sent them my passport picture. I've sent them my information, my license. And they just give me the most bullshit excuse. They're like, oh, you're not, you can't participate in this because blah, blah, blah. Your account doesn't require you have to be this. You got to have a number of followers. It's like, I've seen literally an account that had 1200 followers and was verified.
Who were they, famous?
I don't think so. I don't understand why they were. I've just seen it. And then their quota didn't make any sense. So it just kind of pisses me off that I can't get verified when I have 300 or 1300 pictures on Instagram. I'm a daily active user. I have almost 6,000 followers. Like, this, it just pisses me off that Instagram is so like that. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know. I've never really looked into it. I don't care enough to be verified because I know who I am and all that shit. So
are you human? That's what they want to know. Are you human?
Yeah. They're like, click all the pictures that have cars in it. You know, like, figure it out. All the pictures of street signs. Anyway.
So have you been into a situation where someone thought when you said trust the process is just a big bullshit idea?
No, not at all. Because I think, well, see, there's two types of people. There's people that will tell you what to do, and there's people that will tell you, like, just do what it is, whatever you feel is right, but then they kind of don't really help you either way, and you kind of just have to figure it out on your own, because, you know, life, that's how that works usually. I don't find it particularly crazy or helpful when people tell me what to do, because I feel like there's a guide that you can ask for guidance, but you can't, like, you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. You know what I mean? I feel like that's the kind of people that you want to seek out in your life that can benefit you whenever you need someone to talk to, or whatever it is that you're trying to figure out. If you like weigh out your options out loud, you'll find yourself easier to make a decision.
Do you find yourself making your own decisions, or like, do you have people try to make decisions for you?
It kind of depends on what it is, but usually it's obviously my own decision because it's my life, but I definitely...
No, I know that, but like, what I'm trying to ask you is like, do you run into a situation where someone comes up to you and they think that what you're doing is not a good idea, and they like I said at the gym, where someone thought that what I'm doing should be better, and that to go work for him or work at a company, like a construction company. Like, have you ever had someone say that, okay, what you're doing isn't going to get you anywhere, you should be doing what I'm doing?
Not necessarily. I don't think I've ever ran into that issue before. A lot of people.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I have a really close knit of friends, and people have to see it from the outside. I think what's important is like, if you do want somebody's opinion, like, it's nice to have somebody from the outside, especially somebody that you don't know, talk to. That's one of the best things I ever did, because when I was trying to figure out if I wanted to go into the Air Force a long time ago or go into the National Guard, I remember I spoke with a guardsman and we had a really awesome conversation, and we didn't know each other. And I think that's part of why it was such a great conversation, and why it was important that I would recommend anybody to do, is like, if you need help, just to find somebody, like a connection that you're comfortable with, obviously, and speaking to them, because an outside perspective can do you wonders about that issue. Like, whatever it is, if they've experienced it, they can be very helpful to you, and it's not somebody that you know, so the bias isn't necessarily there.
I understand exactly what you're saying, and it sucks for some people, because I'm not happy when other people aren't happy, and when I feel that someone crushes someone else's dreams because they thought something else was better, it literally like breaks my heart to feel that that person had a fucking huge goal in mind and a massive vision. They fucking manifested whatever, and they took so much time out of their hands, and then someone came up to them and said, don't do that, do this, and they listened to them, and that's it, their dreams and goals are crushed. Like, it literally hurts me knowing that people do that to other people and don't believe in what they believe in because they think it's a bad idea. Like I said before, it's a huge process. Life in and of itself is a process of becoming. The journey of achieving a goal is determined by the person you become along the way. You know, like, think about a goal that that you have achieved in the past. You know, would you ever achieved it if you didn't go through the process?
No, because that's not how that works.
Exactly.
Unless you're maybe, I guess, if you're like born really into like a really rich family and you just like, oh, I've always wanted to be rich. And then you have like $1 million in your bank account. I feel like that's.
Well, yeah, if you. Okay. That's a whole different story.
Just an, not, oh, yeah, obviously. That was just a random.
Yeah, that's.
That was just such a random example. I was just saying that it could. It's not impossible is what I was getting at.
Yeah. If you have a family that you came from a rich family that's millionaire and they have all this money and someone starts up a YouTube channel, of course they can show off their nice fancy house or nice fancy cars. They can show off all this stuff and get tons of views. But someone, you know, like me and you that doesn't have a ton of money and start from scratch and has to build their way up, it's so much harder than that person that already has it all and that can flaunt and show off all their things and, you know, do all this crazy stuff like traveling. And that's what people don't get and don't understand. And it pisses me off so much because I want to be able to like tell people this. That guy that came up to me and told me to work in the construction, I'm sure he has a vision and a goal one day, but he doesn't believe in it. Or maybe he does, but he thinks it's too hard and it's impossible and he can't achieve that goal. And he didn't have someone like me or you go up to him and say, yes, you can achieve that goal. You just got to work very hard for that goal and manifest the things that you want.
You listen to Joe Rogan, right?
No, I've heard like highlights, like kind of just like heard him here and there, but I haven't actually listened to him.
Oh, I just listened to his whole episode with him and David Goggins.
I keep listening to Gary Vee every day. I listen to like two of his things every morning. I'll wake up, drink my coffee before I go to the gym, turn on Gary Vee, like 30-minute episodes each. I'll be sitting here for over an hour at least and just listening to him and listening to what he has to say. And it's very good.
Well, good. I'm glad you found a great way. See, like I listen to Joe Rogan's podcast a lot, and he just had an episode of David Goggins online. And David Goggins, if you don't know, is a former Navy SEAL, Army Ranger and Air Force TAC-P in the United States military. And basically he graduated from high school. He was kind of like a introvert, and then he got fat, and then he lost a lot of weight, and then he got out of the military, and then he got super fat again. And then he went back into the military, and he was in the military for 21 years.
But so hold on. Is this a guy from Joe Rogan's podcast I was talking?
Yes.
Okay, go on.
And he was saying how you have to build up your own mind personally in order to do the things that you want to do and build a foundation for what it is, and how to break out of your comfort zone is just by doing. You're hardening your brain as you do it, basically, because it's that time where you're like, oh, I don't want to go to the gym, but you go. And that's like working out your brain because you're trying to get over that hump of being uncomfortable.
Yeah, so basically it's like embrace the unknown.
Yeah, and he was saying how basically his whole life is built like that, and how he has so much power within himself to get things done because that's just the foundation that he built for himself. And I just thought it was really inspirational.
I love people like that because they start from something and they make themselves into, you know, something that they really believed in. I believe that anybody can do anything if they really set their mind to it. The unknown can be a scary place for a lot of people, and sometimes it's hard to wait and see what happens. But, you know, trusting that life has a bigger plan for us can be challenging, especially when we get a plan for everything.
I like to plan everything. I don't know about you, but I like to have an itinerary when I travel. Like, I want to do this by this time. Like, I'm that guy.
Yeah, dude, that's me too. I love to plan things because if you don't plan something, it's just like you just start picking your ass and you don't know what the hell you're doing.
Sure, I guess. It's important. I mean, I don't know. Did you catch the newest Peter McKinnon vlog with a GoPro in Dubai or whatever?
Yeah, dude, that was so sick. Honestly, that was probably one of his. I love when he vlogs like that because he's such a talented vlogger and he really knows the work and how to edit and just really make vlogs very interesting. It seems so cool, like being in Dubai, and that's one of my actually dream places that I would love to travel to is Dubai. And I thought that his vlog was probably the most entertaining vlog that he'd had was that one.
Well, yeah, he did do some pretty cool stuff. But yeah, he was just saying how basically whenever they went over there, they didn't really have a plan, which is kind of cool. But at the same time, like, I love having a plan because then I get more excited. Like, oh, I can't wait to do this, that. And like, I hate like going to like, especially going to a foreign country and just like, oh, well, I'm going to do this. Well, like, you and I have kind of a plan of what we're going to do when you come down. You know what I mean? But like, I couldn't imagine just going to another country and doing like, oh, whatever I feel like and experiencing culture. But some people are really good at that and they're really good at making a plan happen. But not a lot of people are.
Yeah, travelers, especially like people that travel often, don't really need a plan. They're just like, yeah, let's just go to Australia, you know, tomorrow. Whatever happens, happens. It's kind of like Casey Neistat. He'll just like travel wherever and he'll show up and just do what he does, like go to meetings or go into just start vlogging and whatever. He doesn't actually have like a set plan. Sometimes he'll get on a plane, go to LA, go back to New York the same night. It's just, that's just what some people do.
Yeah, it's insane. There's this person I follow that's from my hometown on Instagram. I don't know what she does, but she just has like a passport and just goes to every foreign country possible. And all she does is surf in other countries and just kind of like backpack throughout the world, essentially. It's crazy. And she just will sleep on somebody's couch, wake up, go surfing somewhere. Like right now, her name on Instagram is at Cher Ramsey. C-H-E-R.
Right, hold up. I'm looking up this girl right now. I need to see this. All right. How do you spell her? How do you spell her Instagram?
C-H-E-R underscore okay. Ramsey, R-A-M-S-E-Y. And
is she related to Gordon Ramsay?
Oh, I have no idea, but she's from my hometown.
Wait, do you like know her personally?
No, I don't know her. I've never met her.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, she just travels.
She's got a good feed.
Yeah, she's just all over the world, just surfing and doing all sorts of crazy stuff. I always thought she was pretty cool.
Man, her photography is really nice. Like, she has – her photos are very vivid and well taken.
I mean, I get – yeah, I don't know. But I don't know what her source of income is or whatever. Like, I don't know what she does to make money. Like, I think she just sees the world from a different lens than most people do. You know, I don't think she went to college. I don't know. I'm not gonna sit here and talk about her because I don't know.
Most people on Instagram nowadays, like, same with one of the big guys that I love following. His name's Sam Colder. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he's he's really good at photography, and his page is amazing. And he doesn't do, I think maybe he does YouTube, but not really too much. His main thing is Instagram and posting pictures, and his photos are insane. Just the way he edits them, the colors, the lifestyle of how he lives is really sick. Like, there was a picture that he posted the other day. He was in Dubai, and he was standing on the ledge of like a tower overviewing the entire city, and just the lights, the color, and everything. It looked really nice. It was beautiful.
That sounds dangerous and extra.
But yeah, but someone will do something for an Instagram picture, like me, myself. Reframe failure.
What about it?
Do you know what that is? Reframing failure?
Not necessarily. I don't think we've ever heard that term before.
How should I say this in an easier way? When we don't achieve our goals fast enough, or we give up on them altogether, it's easy to feel like a failure. However, value in this world is easy. People tend to view failure as a bad thing, but in reality, I guess you can say it's not the end of the world. Most people think it is. That's why people will come up to you and, you know, give you different options, because they want you to fail, or they just don't believe it's true. When you think too big, see, when you say to yourself that I want to own a Ferrari one day, or I want to travel the world, or you just think of like the biggest things possible, and you tell people that and they just look at you and roll their eyes, them right there, that's just them failing in life, because they obviously don't trust themselves in doing it, so they're not going to trust you to do it. And that's where it all comes down to believing in yourself and manifesting anything in your life, because when you manifest things, things happen to you and things come true. No matter how weird it may sound, when you manifest and really believe and truly believe in yourself, things happen and things come true. Not everybody manifests things. Like, I'm sure you've manifested something in your life.
I think the biggest thing I've manifested in my life is trying to figure out myself. Because once you figure out yourself, you kind of can understand what it is that you're trying to get after, and what you are inspired by, and what makes you tick, and what makes you get out of bed every day, and what you want to keep working towards. Like, I've been trying to read more books and write more, and that way, like, my vocabulary will go up, will get better at writing in English, and being able to put thoughts on paper and thoughts out loud when I speak. Because, I mean, sometimes I know this podcast can be kind of, it's fun, but sometimes when you're trying to comprehend what you're saying and putting your thoughts back into words to say, like, I know I'm not very good at it, but that's why I keep doing this, in order to get better at it. And some days are better than others, and some days it's harder, but I think it kind of starts with the root of like trying to figure out what it is that you're trying to accomplish. That way, when you know what you're getting after, it's a lot easier to make it happen. And it's important to understand that, because that way you can grow and you know what it is that you like and what you don't like, and how, in order to make things happen, why you feel that way, and why you can understand more about yourself. Because if you don't, then life's just not going to go your way. You have to understand it that way.
I don't really know how to say this in the right term, but like, I just feel like, just stop listening to other people in general, because like, everybody's got something to say about you no matter what. everybody, people you know, people you love, people you hate, even people you've never met. You know, they tell you what to do, what to think, what you do wrong, right, how to be better, live your life and further in your career. Like, people just crush dreams just to, you know, make themselves feel better because they can't do it for themselves. And, you know, it's a huge process and it can take years down the road to achieve something great. And that's why myself, Gary V, trust the process.
Yeah, that's very important. I really love trusting the process, because just like when I was listening to David Goggins and Joe Rogan yesterday, he was talking about how in his book, repetition is what makes you happen, and how in life, like you say you want to do this and build this, and then once you get here, you'll just relax and retire or whatever. But there is no life, or no, there's no life. There's no end to this is all a joke. There is no end to life. You're always going to be wanting to go out, get after something, or discover something more about yourself, or keep working towards a goal. David Goggins, he's 43 years old and he's a retired military guy, and he's worked a really hard time in his life, and he just signed a $300,000 book deal, and he wrote a book. I want to pick up the book. I want to read it. It's his life story. It's his autobiography or whatever, and it sounds really interesting. But now he's working on becoming a wildland forest firefighter, and just for the challenge, not for the money, just for the sake of doing something that a lot of younger men do, and it's hard to be it like at his age fighting fires. Like, I don't know, I could be wrong, but he's just a superman. Like, he just doesn't care, he just wants to do it just to challenge himself.
Well, that's good, because this person you obviously seem to really look up to, because I always hear you talk about him.
Yeah, he's absolutely insane, and he has the mind of discipline that everybody wants, and I don't know how he does it, but it took him, he did it, and now, like, he's killing it, you know. So
I'll have to look him up just to, you know, listen to his story and hear what he has to say.
Yeah, he's nuts.
The thing that I always put in my head is don't listen to they. That just they hit throw they out of your life is what I like to put in my head, because they is not an option. Like, they tell you what they want you to do. You know what I mean? Like, they, that's just, even people with the best intentions are influenced by their own desire. They want you to be happy and successful, but in a way that fits their own definition of those terms, you know, and that definition may not match your own, because they want you to be happy, but with what they intend on making you happy with.
Exactly.
Myself, maybe 2-3 years ago, I would have listened to that. I would have listened to they. I would have listened to them, because, you know, I didn't have, you know, the desire right now. I didn't have the motivation. I didn't have the drive, the grind, the hustle that I do right now. And I love influencing people and influencing myself too, because I always have really good energy when I can. Like, 95% of the time I have positive energy. I'm always telling other people to just be a go-getter, have a go-getter mentality, have a go-getter attitude, and tell them to go chase for what they're wanting to pursue in life. And I tell myself that every single day. Like, I tell myself to work hard. I wake up every day and I tell my, I'm working hard, my fitness, athletic performance, my YouTube channel, becoming a filmmaker, my modeling career. I want to become an actor. Like, I have big desires and big ambitions, and I want to pursue all of those in life. I'm not going to just limit myself to one or two of those things. I want to be able to crush all of those. I want to be able to do all of those things. So it's just like, it's just a fact. Like, even if you don't know what you want to do now and people are telling you to do something else, don't listen to those people, because that's just they. That's the word that you don't want to listen to. You want to listen to yourself.
Was there anything when you were little that you would think about what you wanted to do when you became older?
I never really actually had a total mindset of what I wanted to do when I was older. Like I said, the only thing that I was really had in my head as a kid was acting. I always loved acting. Actually, you know what? Here's a thing for thought. I remember last episode, Jesse, you said that things always come back to you if it's meant to be. And I remember, I think I showed you this about 6-7 years ago. I actually did start a YouTube channel. I did sneaker reviews. I did just reviews about just different things. And then I stopped YouTube. And
go ahead and plug that channel. What's that channel called?
So
I was kidding, but
anyway, the channel's called Mr. Krizlin. It was my old YouTube channel. I just did reviews on that channel, and then I stopped YouTube, and then just this past, like, just last year it came back to me. So, like, I what Jesse said last episode, saying that if things are meant to be and true, they're gonna come back to you. And I believe that. So when I was a kid, I loved acting, YouTube, and doing videos, and now to this day it came back to me.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. You took the words right out of my mouth. I know we talked about it kind of on the last episode. It's weird, right? And that's part of like why I was saying it's important to figure it out by yourself and what your interests are, because chances are little things like that, they're going to creep their way back into your life. And I've just found it super interesting how that happens. And I don't know if it's like common or not, or if everybody experiences it, but.
Like just things and when people tell me that they don't believe in God, like, do you believe in God?
Yeah, I believe in God.
Because when people come up to me and or when I go up to people and I'd be like, do you believe in God? Just, I don't know, just in conversation, it just comes up sometimes like, do you believe in God? Are you atheist or whatever? And like when people say they don't believe in God, it's just like, well, why? Because you haven't seen him. You know what I mean? Like that's, I don't know. I think it's good to believe because things do, like, it's just weird how things happen.
Right. You just want to, I guess it's like a, as a human, you just want to feel like you belong to something, that you believe to something, you know, and a part of something, a bigger picture, basically. So, I mean, I think a lot of people feel that way.
Jealousy is a big thing, too. Do you believe in jealousy?
I like to use the word envy, but yeah, I think, what do you mean by that, though?
Jealousy. Like, do you believe when people get so jealous that they don't want you to change? They want you to just be on the same pedestal as them.
Oh, not really. I don't really think that's a thing. I think the way we live now, so many people are judgy about other things, but I wouldn't necessarily say they're jealous, but they're also judgy from the outside, but they still focus on themselves. And I think everybody does that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. At the same time, I think that jealousy definitely is a huge impact on people because I know when people are jealous of me, I can see it. I can see it in their face. I can see the way they talk to me. I can sense that shit. When people are jealous, you can just feel it. It doesn't matter if you think it's not a thing. You can feel like with if someone comes up to me and says, "Hey Chris, how's it going, man? Like, how are you doing? How's your channel? How's your podcast? How's the fitness?" And I tell them a huge story and they're like, "Okay, cool." They brush it off like I never said a word.
Yeah, I guess I just don't really have any encounters like that in my life personally. I guess
when you explain something good, when you're doing something good for yourself and the other person isn't doing so good, or maybe they just find themselves as being in the same situation as they've always have been. And then you tell them something that you're doing that's going to make you successful in life or one day successful in life, and they've always wanted to do it, but they haven't got there yet. They're going to be jealous of you because, fuck, I'm trying to find the word. I can't find it. My head's in a big loop.
It's exhausting. It's crazy. But yeah, but I guess what I'm just trying to say is like, I don't believe in jealousy. Like I think it's a thing. Like it definitely exists, but I don't personally, it doesn't affect me. Because the more stuff I have, the more you realize you don't need it. And like things are cool and all, but you don't experience it the same way that they do. So why does it matter?
Yeah. And they're not you. Ultimately, it comes down to this. You're the expert on you. You know you best. Nobody can tell what's best for you better than you can tell yourself. So own your own decisions. You'll be glad you did.
Exactly. Own your own decisions. I like it. That's very true. Owning your own decisions is, and stopping and thinking and reflecting. That's like the three biggest things of how you can learn more about yourself. So.
Absolutely. And I want everybody to succeed in life. I want you to succeed. I want to succeed. I want people that strive and work their asses off to succeed. And if you ever have looked at Kanye West's story, and I know a lot of people look down on him, but you got to really look into like these people's story. Like Kanye West literally was probably in way worse situations than you may have think. Like I remember reading something on him that he was in a studio. He literally had a studio that was just torn up, nothing. He would just write music naked. It was so weird what I was reading. He would write music naked. He had like nothing. And then he just became something because he worked so hard and didn't give a shit about what they thought. He just gave a shit about what he thought.
Yeah, I know what you mean by that. It's very important. Like, I have friends that I wish I was in their shoes, but I wouldn't say I'm jealous about it. It's just a different experience in life. And I think that I could still have those same experiences as they are, but just at a different time in life, you know? And that's okay. Like, you know, you got to trust the process, as we're saying. So
it's always a big process. Anything in life is a huge, massive fucking process. And it sucks, but it's just, you just got to trust it. You got to go with it. You got to do what you do best and just, you know, be positive, have good energy, have good vibes. think positive all the time and just work very, very hard. That's basically all life is you work very hard. Nobody becomes a CEO or a doctor or an entrepreneur just sitting on their ass and doing nothing. You got to really 7 days a week, you know, work hard. Think what it is that you want to do in life. There's going to be so many negative people telling you not to do something, and failure happens. Failure comes along the way of everything, but you just got to pick yourself back up and say, you know, fucking the ground hits like a bitch, stand up, smile, and go about your day and do what you love.
And be your own worst critic, you know, but at the same time, don't like look down upon yourself and don't be bad to yourself. I can't think it off the top of my head. Give yourself more credit. Give yourself more credit, but at the same time, kind of reflect and make sure that you're on the right track and all that good stuff. Like, listen to your own create. Like, I don't know about you, but like, I like to listen to these episodes, right? And that way we can understand and hear things that we can do better to have a better performance next time. You know,
I'm the one that edits these episodes. I know, I listen to it.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I listen to the finished product and then I'm like, oh, okay, so this is what I should do in order to be better next time. And it's important for everybody to do that, no matter what it is. Like, you always want, like in the military, you have what's called after action report. An after action report is basically a rundown of like, okay, here's what happened. Here's what we did. Here's a better idea that we could have done, but didn't because we didn't think about it at the time. And here's what, how we're going to do it next time in order to be better and get a better result. So,
That's actually a very good way of saying it. That's how everybody should think. I think everybody should think that way.
Right? I mean, utilitarianism, right?
Exactly. Like, there's always room for improvement. Like, you can never say that, you know, you've done it all. There's always room for improving better and quality of what you do and what your actions in life.
I like it. We got to get our girlfriends on. That'll be a fun episode. We're working towards getting guests on the episode soon. Hopefully that'll be coming into play. No one special. Well, someone special to me, but no one famous or any of that nonsense. But yeah. I'm going to open the book of quotes for a random. All right. The book is open. The book says, turn intentions to actions. The book is closed. The book is spoken. Yep. So turning intentions into actions. Those are facts. That's all you gotta say. That's it. Thank you guys for listening. You can follow me on Instagram at jesseg1022. The YouTube channel is coming soon.
Without further ado, thanks for listening to Be Inspired with Chris and Jesse. Again, my name is Chris. If you like our show and want to know more, please check out our previous podcast on SoundCloud and Spotify. Also, leave us a like and a review to let us know what you guys thought. You can follow me on Instagram at cj.abate. Also, subscribe to my amazing YouTube channel, just my name, Chris Abate. And also, you can follow me on Snapchat for my amazing adventures and, you know, just whatever I do, shenanigans and just crazy shit, at Kid Abate.
Happy holidays, people.
Happy holidays, guys. I hope you guys have an amazing Christmas. And with that being said, Jesse.
Jesse, what? I already said all my nonsense. It was time for you to say your nonsense.
And as always, make sure to join us on next week's show for the latest and greatest inspiration and motivation on the planet. Hey! Yeah, I can never ever find the right words. And there's no way this is real life. There's no telling you're the right girl. So I can only say that it feels right. It feels right. It feels right.